So first of all, the world of the gods. The world of the gods represents a sort of happy, pleased state of mind. A state, we may say, of relaxation, of content, of repose. It's the state in which everything seems to go smoothly, to flow smoothly. A state in which there are no obstacles, no difficulties, and no problems. It's also a state of aesthetic experience, of artistic enjoyment. And it's even the state of meditation in the more limited sense of the term. Meditation as an experience of higher states or stages of consciousness, not directly accessible to the transcendental. So this is the state represented, the state of mind represented by the world of the gods. And then secondly, the world of the titans. This is the aggressive, competitive state of mind. Here, there's lots of energy, maybe too much energy, but it's all turned outward. There's restlessness, there's suspicion, there's jealousy. And as we saw earlier on, the asuras are fighting for possession of that wish-fulfilling tree. So this state of mind, the asura state of mind, is one that strives after endless material wealth, endless material possessions, strives after higher and ever higher standard of living, increased and yet more increased wages, and so on. It's a state, we may say, of assertive egotism, a state in which one wants always to do better than others, be more distinguished than others, superior to others, a state in which one even wants to control others, exercise power over others, dominate others, domineer over others, and so on. That's the asura state of mind. And then there's the world of the hungry ghosts. This is the state of neurotic desire. So when is desire neurotic? Desire is neurotic when it seeks from its object more than the object, by its very nature, is able to give, or even something quite different from what the object is able to give. We take, for example, the neurotic desire for food. Sometimes people gobble down huge quantities of food, especially sweet things. But they don't really want food at all. Food's a substitute for something else. They're really after something else. They want something else. And psychologists tell us that people who consume unnecessarily large quantities of food for psychological reasons, especially sweet things, are really craving, are really wanting affection. Not just the food, not really the food at all. And we find that neurotic desire in this sense is very often present in personal relationships, especially personal relationships of the more intimate kind, to a certain extent in some cases, that it sometimes appears like one hungry ghost trying to devour another. So that's the praetor, the hungry ghost state of mind. And then the world of tormented beings. Well, this is the state of acute mental suffering, the state of nervous prostration, of mental breakdown, the state even ultimately of insanity. And it's brought about, as we know, in various ways. It's brought about, for instance, by long-continued frustration of natural human impulses, brought about by sudden, unexpected bereavements, by unconscious mental conflicts, and so on, all adding up to intense mental suffering. This is the state represented by the beings in hell. And then fifthly, the world of the animals. This is the state of purely sensual indulgence, the state in which one is interested only in food, sex, and the simple material comforts, pleasures, and conveniences of life. And when these are satisfied, one is quite gentle, quite tame, as it were, quite harmless. But when they're not satisfied, when they're frustrated, then one becomes rather dangerous, rather like the wild animal. And then lastly, sixthly, the world of men. This is the state of distinctively human consciousness. The state of consciousness which is neither ecstatic nor agonized, neither fiercely competitive nor mindlessly sensual, nor yet neurotically desirous. The state in which we're aware of our own self, aware of other people. A state in which we satisfy in a reasonable manner objective human needs, but at the same time see that they have their limitations. A state in which we devote ourselves to spiritual development. This is the truly human state. But it's a state which most human beings, inverted commas, experience only intermittently, or perhaps not at all. Now, if we wanted to sum up in a rather epigrammatic manner, we could say that the world of the gods equals the world of higher aesthetic enjoyment, whether achieved through the fine arts or through meditation. The world of the Titans represents or equals the world of politics, business, and trade unionism. The world of hungry ghosts equals the world of romance or symbiotic personal relationships. The world of tormented beings equals the world of mental illness. And the world of men represents or equals the world of truly normal human beings leading truly human lives. However, this is a little in passing, it's time we got back to the main thread of the discussion.